Matthew 13. Let's get there real quickly this morning. Try to give you a thought here. The Lord's laid on my heart. And for some time, I guess I've pondered these verses for a while. And just slowly the Lord's kind of let me put it together. A lot of men have preached on these verses I want to deal with. And I'll probably not say anything new today that you've not heard or preached from these, but it'd be a good reminder to us of the Lord and His grace and salvation and all. Not just that He has done, I'm glad He ain't done working in our life. And we're saved today because Jesus came to where we was and did a great work. But I'm glad He's still working on me. That old Sunday school song said He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. And I'm thankful for that. Matthew 13, let's stand together. Read two verses, Matthew 13, 45 and 46. Matthew 13, 45 and 46. Amen. I hope you're glad you're here.
Amen.
I hope you're glad you're here. Amen. Bible said again, this is Christ speaking now. If you got a red letter Bible, you'll find these are red letter words. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went, sold all that he had, and I like this, and bought it. Amen. And bought it. He found what he was looking for. Said, I can't live without it. I'll give everything I got and I'll buy it. Amen. I'm going to preach today, if the Lord will help me, just on the simple thought, the priceless pearl. The priceless pearl. We call it the pearl of great price. And we want to deal with it today in light of the priceless pearl. You can be seated. Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord, we come to you in prayer knowing today we sure do need the touch of the living God. Lord, there are people here today that, Lord, need a word from heaven. Lord, they've come this way, Lord, anticipating, Lord, something to be said that would bless their soul. Lord, something that would be said that, Lord, would comfort them in these days, Lord, that we're living in. Lord, others have come today, Lord, needing and in need of some sort of spiritual challenge to their life. Lord, I pray whatever men and women and boys and girls would have need of today, they'd find it met. They would find those things through the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word in this place. Lord, I pray manifest Yourself and may the Spirit of the Lord, Lord, speak a whisper, Lord, of reminder in our heart. Remind us whose we are and, Lord, what You've saved us to be. And all that You do, we'll thank You for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. In Matthew 13, we understand, I believe it's in verse number 10 and verse number 11, where the disciples come to the Lord and they ask Him, why speakest Thou unto them in parables? And Christ answered, the Bible said He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not. And so the Lord began speaking throughout Matthew 13 many parables, and they're known as the parables of the kingdom of heaven. And if you began to read books and began to study after too many men, what you'll find is that there are a lot of different varying ideas and views concerning the mysteries and the matter of the kingdom of heaven. And some men believe it's this, other men believe it's that. And I'm not here to argue about it today, but we make our way here to verse 45 and 46, and we find another parable the Lord is going to give to illustrate a spiritual truth, and that it's called a mystery, or that it's called the kingdom of heaven is light. And you see that phrase mentioned throughout Matthew 13, the kingdom of heaven is light, and He gives a parabolic statement or illustration that begins to illustrate to you and I the spiritual truth of what that kingdom of heaven really is. As we consider this morning this matter of the pearl, you'll hear You'll hear this preached a lot of different ways, and a lot of Sunday school curriculums will look at it from one slant. And some other preachers maybe look at it from a different view. Some have said that this speaks of a sinner that is searching for salvation. And they're on this search of looking for something that is of value. They find it. They go sell everything they have and they buy it for themselves. And I guess maybe there's maybe some principles that could be applied, but I'll say this. Amen, that sinners are not looking for salvation. They're not looking for Christ. And if they could find Him, Jesus is not for sale. And so I don't believe that would be, Brother Mo, the way that we would look at this text this morning. And some have said that the pearl of great price, that is maybe the sinner. And that we're out looking for sinners and searching for sinners. And again, we can never buy the soul of one sinner that indeed is what Christ has done and what only He can do. And so we want to look at this morning the priceless pearl, the pearl of great price, and this matter of the kingdom of heaven being that of a spiritual truth that concerns those of us that are already saved, that are part of Amen. What the Bible calls and what you and I rejoice in being the church. And I believe this morning the church is the priceless pearl. Amen. Israel is not the pearl of great price. Amen. I believe that Christ is speaking here in the kingdom of heaven and the mystery that it was to those in the generation that He gave this parabolic statement to. That He's speaking of you and I, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we'll make three statements this morning, and under those three statements that give you an outline that'll lead us on a study today through these two verses. And so when we look at the priceless pearl, by the way, the church is a priceless pearl. Amen. I'll give you this. I found in my study that when you began to study the Jews and their relationship and how they thought about pearls, they didn't value pearls to be very extravagant or something that Brother A.L. they were even drawn to or wanted much to do with. As far as in the Old Testament days of Moses and of Aaron, in fact, you remember the high priest and garment and how all those precious gems and stones were placed upon the breastplate of Aaron. And you've got topaz and sapphire and all these precious stones. They did not use pearls within the building of that garment. And so, I think the word pearls only mentioned one time. Even in the entirety of the Old Testament, tucked away in the book of Job. And so they did not count it to be a very valuable thing. There seems to be an indication that. And in the days of Christ, there was some sort of draw to pearls that had begun to take place in that day. You remember Christ said about taking spiritual truth. He said, cast not therefore your pearls before the swine. And so it seems to me that when Christ came on the scene, at least in the mind of Christ, there was something valuable, something drawing to Him about the matter of pearls. And may I say that, amen, in this hour in which we live, the priceless pearl, the church, amen, it's not valued that much in this world that, amen, they don't look at us with, amen, any kind of admiration, and I'm not looking for that anyway today, but, amen, the world kind of considers us to be of a lower estate and not as valuable maybe as some of the shiny things and gatherings of entertainment and venues that are in our day. Amen, but can I say to the heart of the Lord Jesus that, amen, His church indeed is a pearl of great price. Amen, indeed it is the priceless pearl to the heart and the mind and the thought of the Lord Jesus, who in this text we find is the merchant man.
He is the one that is seeking goodly pearls. He is the one that is looking. He is the one that, amen, when he found that what he was looking for was willing, amen, to give up everything that he had to buy it and to purchase it unto himself. And that's exactly what Jesus did at Calvary. Amen. We'll see this morning he gave his all and he bought the church. Ephesians in chapter number 5 in speaking. Amen. To the marriage relationship, Paul said, husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. He gave everything that he might purchase. Amen. The church by his own blood. And so don't tell me the church is not important to him. And don't tell me the church is not valuable to my merchant man. Amen. He bought me and he redeemed me and he saved me. Amen. And if you're a part of his body today, amen, you are, amen, a part of the priceless pearl. Amen. Thank God we're valuable to the Lord. You say, preacher, I don't feel very valuable today. I'm broke down in body and in mind. And I even spiritually, I ain't getting on a whole lot. Amen. All I can tell you is I've been where you is. Amen. And yet somehow in all of that, amen, even though we know the world may be right, we're not very valuable. And we're not worth much, and we're not hitting on much. Amen. Jesus counts you and I, amen, to be of great value unto him. Amen. Let me say a word about the pearl this morning. Amen. This priceless pearl, number one. When we consider this parable as Christ is giving it, I think we've got to understand that the pearl was wrought. The pearl was wrought. When you begin to study pearls, you'll find, and of all the gems and all the valuable stones and the things that men and women and human beings place a value upon, that the pearl is the only precious gem that comes from a living organism. That Mathrin is one that Mathrin is formed over time from, amen, that which is already living. We know that the pearl comes from an oyster, a clam that's on the bottom of the sea. It's not fashioned in the formations of the rock that Mathrin God has made throughout the generations and beginning of creation and the generations of human history, but rather it is formed with the eye. Amen. Something that has some life. Amen. We'll study it here in just a moment. We find it. Amen. This pearl and it's rolling and it's bringing forth of its formation, if you will, as you'll see in a moment, that the pearl is formed through a slow process. Amen. That takes much time. And man, I see that, amen, the rolling of a pearl is a type of the church of the Lord Jesus. Amen, may I say it comes from, amen, the one who said, I am the life. Amen, I am the bread of life and the water of life. I am life in and of itself. Amen, listen, we don't come from the rock beds of this world. We have not been formed, my friend, from the venues. Amen. You can find that Mathrin are mined and Mathrin rolled out and oared out. Amen. Then some of that is a type of redemption as well. But, amen. When it comes to the church today, amen, we, Mathrin, are formed through the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The one who came to be the life, the one who came to give life. Amen. The one who offers life today, the one that, amen, on an old rugged cross laid down his life, but, amen, thank God, got it back up again on the third day. Amen, the one who said, I'm he which liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, we're not formed today out of something dead. Amen, oh, that's why I can't, amen, become a Buddhist today, or a Muslim today, or, amen, even a Catholic today, they're all formed, yeah. Amen, somebody or something that is dead. Amen. But the church is rolled and formed in this very act. Amen. Anchored into the one who is that eternal life. Amen. The one who offers everlasting life. Amen. The one who said, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the bread which came down from heaven. I am, he said it in John 11, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. He is the one that is I am. Amen. That is I was in eternity past. I am that now and I am forevermore. I'm glad today that the church is wrought. Amen. In one that is alive. Amen. These 2,000 years of human history. Amen. Since the Lord was sent into this world, he said, Amen. Thou art Peter upon this rock, speaking of himself. I will build my church. Amen. He's been forming it 2,000 years. Amen. She's still being formed in this very hour. Amen. There's still now, friend, people being added to. Amen. This priceless pearl that, amen, has been growing for 2,000 years now. Amen. You say, old preacher, when's it going to be done? Amen. It'll be done, my friend, in the sound of the trumpet. Amen. In the coming of the one who is our light. Amen. The priceless pearl was wrought. Amen. That he found the goodly pearl. He found the pearl of great price. Amen. After that, he had sold it out and then had bought it. It first had to be wrought. Amen. Notice when it had in its formation. Amen. We could say this morning a word about the place of its formation. The place of its formation. Amen. You see that, my friend, the pearl is poured. Amen. Within the confines of, my friend, a place in which it is enslaved. And I will look here in a moment here at, and maybe it ought to be the first one, the particle of its formation. But my friend, that little oyster shell or that little clam at the bottom of the sea. Amen. Takes in, my friend, a little speck of dirt. And my friend, it is formed within the enslavement and the prison. Amen. Of that clam or of that oyster. Amen. May I say that when Christ sent my friend, amen, is looking for the goodly pearl of great price. Amen. You know where my friend he found this. Amen. He found you and I. Amen. When we was enslaved unto sin. He found us in our captivity. Amen. He didn't find us on the top shelf. I know some Christians think that God found them on the top shelf. That God found them in some diamond field somewhere. The fact of the matter is we were enslaved to sin. And we was in captivity to the God of this world. Amen. And that is the place from which, amen, the formation of this pearl was wrought. Amen. The particle for its formation. Amen. You see, all of this is formed, amen, in this place by one little piece and particle of sand. Amen. One little piece of dirt somehow is taken into that prison. And my friend, within there, that there's an agitation that begins to work. And that little speck of dirt, my friend, is going to be rolled into a pearl of great price. Amen. All it was in its beginning, amen, was a little speck of dirt. All it was one little tiny grain of sand. Of all the grains of sand that are on the ocean floor, amen, one found its way into the oyster. And may I say today that you and I in our first birth, amen, was one little tiny grain of sand with but a speck of dirt. Amen, I like the old song the Lindsay brothers used to say. Amen, a speck of dirt is all I have. Amen, nothing worthy of God's Lamb. Amen, but somehow the Lord did. Amen, found that it was a speck of dirt. And enslaved in grace with the work. And grace began to move. And that trim speck of dirt is spun and worked. Until it comes forth a great pearl. May I say that I love what I am. I love what the psalmist said. What is man? That thou art mindful of him, the son of man, that thou didst visit him. The fact is, my friend, that, amen, we were made out of the dirt. Adam was formed in the dust of the ground. And that's all he was, apart from the breath of God being blamed into him. And man in the fall is nothing but a speck of dirt. We don't deserve the grace of God. Amen. We deserve eternal imprisonment. Amen. We deserve eternal confinement. Amen. But somehow grace can come to where a little speck of dirt is. And when Jerry began to work in our lives, amen, and take a bunch of specks of dirt and form you and I into a great pearl. Amen. You say, explain all that. Okay. Amen. Other than grace for all the great work in my life. Amen. I should have been left on the bottom of the ocean floor. Amen. I should have been left and imprisoned. Amen. I should have been left as speck of dirt and burn in hell forever. Amen. But thank God for grace and the formation of grace in my life. Amen. Whereby grace rolled. Amen. I see the pain in its formation. Amen. You see, when that little speck of dirt, amen, begins to be confined in that place of that oyster. Amen. That little oyster. Amen. And that speck of dirt, they don't get along. And all of a sudden, there's some irritation. And all of a sudden, an agitation begins to take place. Amen. And God is so designed when that takes place. Amen. That oyster begins to go through a process. And as it squeezes and presses in, amen, trying to, amen, really, in a way, trying to even destroy that little grain of sand. All of a sudden, that process that God has given, amen, to that oyster and that environment, amen, it begins to secrete, amen, a liquid, if you will, known as, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but in my hillbilly term, I'd pronounce it nacre. Amen. Some nacre begins to be excreted in that moment of irritation. Amen. In the moment where that a prison is trying to press upon that grain of sand. Amen. All of a sudden it forms that nacre. And Brother Jeremy, that nacre forms it. All of a sudden that little grain of sand begins to be insulated. And that prison begins to press upon it some more before you know it. Amen. That nacre is forming layers around that little speck of dirt. Amen. It begins to form a perfectly round shape. Amen. Around that. Oh, what a picture of grace. Amen. When we were lost in sin. Amen. Amen. In prison. Amen. How life began to irritate us. And sin and the God of this world began. Amen. To inflict their life with all sorts of things. But how grace began to move in. And grace began to work, Brother Gerald. And grace began to insulate our lives. And all of a sudden you began to look, if you can look down in there. Amen. In that, my friend, all of a sudden, that little speck of dirt that is worthless and vile and ought to be thrown away, and it's just one of so many others, all of a sudden, amen, you would see something valuable being formed in you. Amen. May I say that is what grace does. Amen. When the pain of imprisonment and the pain of sin, amen, is all but my friend trying to destroy us, I'm glad God has provided a way. Amen. That little specks of dirt can have a working grace role in their life. Amen. And we can go, my friend, listen. Amen. In the rolling of this pearl. Amen. The rolling of this pearl. Notice this. Amen. We see its place and it's in the particle and the pain. Amen. But may I say as it is raw. Amen. That really what is going on, it is going from dirt to glory. Amen. It is going from the depths to the heights. Amen. It's going from the darkness into the light. Amen. It's going from, listen, as it's rolled. It has been rolled from start to finish. And may I say, thank God for the day that the Lord began to start a work of grace in my life. Amen. Working on me. I know what I was. I wasn't worth anything. Amen. I wasn't worth your grandma's used cupping. Amen. Dip of snuff. Amen. Oh, to burn in hell forever. Amen. But somehow grace met me where I was. And that friend did a work in my life. Amen. And now there's a word in gracious time in salvation from start to finish. Amen. From darkness into light. Amen. From the depths of the bottom to the highest in heaven. Amen. A stinking dirt has been taken to glory. Amen. The pearl was wrought. Amen. Without that working, amen, without that working, amen, all of that little dirt, piece of dirt would be was a piece of dirt.
Amen.
Amen. Notice with me in the text, there is the implication or a study to be made that the pearl was wrought. Number two, notice with me, the pearl was sought. The Bible said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man. I like this word, seeking goodly pearls. Amen. Seeking goodly pearls. The word seeking means exactly what you would think. It means to look for, or it means or implies that one is striving to find. And so we consider the merchant man to be the Lord Jesus. Amen. Himself, he is the one. Amen, that is seeking. He is the one that, amen, when it comes to the priceless pearl, amen, being sought, he is the one that is doing the seeking. I thought about this in this verse and in this statement. Amen, Brother Tim, I wrote down this, the scope of the search. The scope of the search. Amen, and I began to think about this. Amen. That the definition of seeking means to look for. It means to look for. He's looking for, amen, goodly pearls. Amen. What would then be the scope of his search? Amen. And I wrote it down this way, just meditating upon it. Amen. You know, really, there's two places that the merchant man can find pearls. Amen, Brother L, you like this? He'll either find them in the muck or he'll find them in the market. Amen, either the muck or in the market. Amen, oh my friend, if he wants goodly pearls, amen, he can go to the muck. Amen, he can go to the muck. Those that, amen, have never had human hands to lay upon them. Amen, those that are still, amen, in the depths of their depravity and confinement, and he can find them down in the mud. Or he can go to the market, and the market would represent, amen, those other hands, amen, have gone and laid their hands upon those pearls, and my friend had harvested them for, amen, whatever reason and for whatever purpose. And there they lay them out on the market. That is, they do not mean to those, amen, that have brought them to market. They're not willing to keep them for themselves. Amen, they're looking to sell them to anybody that comes their way. And it's really a type of the world in a picture of sin. Amen, you see, the muck represents the sin. Amen, that the Lord finds our life in. Amen, oh, I'm glad he's willing to come to the muck. Amen, David said that when God rescued him, he brought him up out of a horrible pit. Amen, and we can talk about the mire and, amen, the depths of sin and the mud and the muck that, amen, our lives were in that horrible pit. Amen, I'm telling you, amen, God didn't find me again on some top shelf somewhere. Amen, my life was in the mud. My life was in the mud. Amen, my life was in the dirt.
Amen.
The merchant man is seeking, he's looking for goodly pearls. He can find them in the muck. Thank God he can also find them in the market. Amen. Those, amen, I believe there's a picture of the world, how the world, my friend, harvests amen, people to itself. That, amen, friend, not yet. Amen, is not interested in really keeping them. Amen, but selling them out to the vendors that come by. Amen, along the way. Amen, to the pill houses and the whore houses. Amen, friend, the places. Amen, ill repute, the dance halls. And the liquor bottles. And they seek, my friend, the vendors of this world too. Amen, give those pearls too. Amen, and may I say that, amen, that's where the Lord will go to seek, my friend, pearls. Amen, in the depths of the mud, for my friend, he'll go to the world. Amen, you may have been vendored all to this place and that place. Amen, wonder how in the world your life has got where it's at. Amen, but I'm glad by the name of the Lord. Amen, in the scope of His search. Amen, He don't care if you're in the mud. Amen, or in the market. Amen, He'll go as far as He has to go. He'll go as deep as He has to go. Amen, my friend, He will. Amen, make a diligent search. Amen, wherever sinners are. Amen, I see the scope of the search. Amen, I see the steadfastness of the search. Amen, the word seeking again means to strive to find. It's not a casual search. It's not a, well, I looked today and I didn't find what I was looking for, and so I ain't going to search anymore. Oh no, the word seek means that he sought it on day one. And my friend, he got up again on day two. And he went back to the same mud. And he got up on day three and went back to the same market. Amen, it means he is investing himself. Amen, in persistence. Amen, to find those goodly pearls. Amen, ain't you glad the Lord didn't give up on you? Amen, I'm glad, thank God, he made a steadfast search in that life. Amen, when I didn't know how lost I really was. Amen, when others didn't know how lost I really was. Amen, I'm glad the Lord kept seeking me out. I'm glad it was steadfast. I'm glad that when others and even myself, amen, was about to give up on me, and Christ kept seeking for me. Amen, oh, I'm glad. Amen, he sold me out. Amen, the steadfastness of the search. Amen, I thought about right here how God seeks sinners. Amen, oh, you can understand this. Amen, that he'll seek them through the scripture. Amen, oh, he'll let the word of God be preached to you today. Amen, friend, oh, if you don't respond, he'll seek you out again. And he'll send another gospel witness. Amen, bringing the word of God to your heart. Amen, again and again. What's he doing? Amen, it's the steadfastness of his church. Amen, thank God, I'm glad. Amen, those 17 years I heard the gospel. I did not respond to the gospel. Amen, I did not get saved. Amen, but I'm glad the Lord didn't give up on me. He kept seeking me with the scripture. Amen, he seeks them with the saints. Amen, I hear many folk testify, amen, about a saint of God on a job. Amen, who is a gospel witness in their life. Amen, who is there. Hey, amen, and when they first met them, amen, that saint of God would give them the gospel and tell them what Jesus did. Amen, I think, Brother Hill, I've heard you testify, amen, about rejecting that and pushing it away. Amen, but here they'd come back the next week to work. Amen, and you'd ask them about their weekend. And they, amen, would tell you about the grace of God over again. I've heard Brother Gerald testify about all those men that would come back. Amen, and Gerald see them come to the front door, and he'd jump out the back door. Amen, he'd see them come, and he'd go out the garden and be busy. Yeah. Amen, but you know what that was a reminder of? Amen, that God, through the saints, amen, made a steadfast search for year after year after year. Amen, I'm telling you, amen, the merchant man, amen, it keeps on seeking. Amen, you search them out steadfastly through the scripture and the saints. I know this is simple, but amen, it blesses my heart again this morning. Amen, you keep seeking them out, Brother Tim, through the Spirit of God. Amen, that old Holy Ghost. Amen. Began to whisper down on the depths of their heart. Amen. The merchant man's here. A merchant man's looking for you. Amen. And you'll shut that off. Amen. The two most miserable weeks of my life. Amen. Was the time the Holy Ghost rung my bell. Amen. In the basement youth meeting in the First Baptist Church in Garden City, Michigan. And I'm telling you, he rang my bell. And he told me I was lost. And buddy, I'm telling you, I resisted that. I said no to that. Amen. I resisted his search in my life. Amen. But for 2 weeks every morning. Amen. Every morning for 2 weeks at 4 to 4:30 every morning. And Holy Ghost had wake me up. And began to speak again and make my world unpleasant. Amen. And let me know Jesus won in my life. And let me know that Jesus was the only way of salvation. And I'm telling you, September 14, 1996, Uncle Jerry, he came again. He came seeking me through his spirit one more time. And thank God this last Tuesday, this past week, 25 years ago, I'm saying hallelujah. He didn't give up on me. After all that hurt, after all that fail, after all that no, thank God he came one more time. Amen. The steadfastness of his search through the Spirit. Amen. I see the pearl and great price. Amen. The pearl is wrought. Amen. But the pearl was sold. Amen. The scope of the search, the steadfastness of the search. I gotta hurry. I'm having too much fun. Amen. They said in hermeneutics, don't ever enjoy your own preaching. Amen. Well, you can tell I failed on that day. Amen. Amen. Notice with me, I like this. Amen. The success of the search. Notice what verse number 47 said. Who? Amen. Amen. Let me get it right. Amen. Verse 46. Who? When he had found. Verse 45. He's setting out, Brother Mike, on a search. Amen. I want to find some goodly pearls. I want to find some goodly pearls. I'm on the search for some pearls. I'll go to the muck. I'll go to the market. It don't matter where I've got to go. I'm in search of some goodly pearls. Amen. He said, amen, I'm going to search it till I find it. Amen. I'm going to go and I'm going to be persistent. Amen. The scope and the steadfastness. And I'm so glad Jesus went on in verse 46 and said, who when he had found. Amen. The search was successful. Amen. I'm glad he found me one day. Brother Mo, I'm glad he found you one day. Amen. I don't know. I don't know if you were in more muck than you were market. And I'm glad, Brother Gerald, I'm glad the Lord, amen, made a search and kept searching and kept seeking, Brother Jack. Amen, he kept on and he kept on, yeah. And thank God there's a day in your life, amen, like there was on mine this last Tuesday, amen, 25 years ago, when I can say when he had found me, thank God it was a success. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus said in his own life, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. In the context of that, you'll say, amen, there's a little bitty old publican, a tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus had been hearing a lot of things as he'd make his way. Amen. Through collecting the taxes and getting what was owed to the government. Amen. He's hearing all kinds of people, Brother Larry, tell about this man called Jesus. All of a sudden, somebody said, he overhears him saying, Jesus is headed this way. Y'all remember the story, don't you? Amen. The Bible said he went out to see this one Jesus, but he could not find him for the multitude. Amen. Because he was a man of little stature. Amen. He can't jump up high enough to see Jesus. A crowd's too thick. He can't get on his knees and get a glimpse. And the only thing he has left to resort to. Amen. He climbs up a sycamore tree. Amen. Up there, my friend, camouflage. Amen. Up there, by the way. Amen. Them trees in the Bible are amazing. Amen. I don't get too right here close. Amen. We'll be in Psalm 92 in a service near you soon. Amen. But you'll find Adam hid behind a tree. And Elijah hid under a tree. Amen. And you'll find, amen, that Zacchaeus climbed up a tree. Yeah. But thank God Jesus hung on the tree. Yeah. Amen. And there now, Zacchaeus is just trying to get a glimpse. And to get a glimpse in this one he has heard about. Amen. There, my friend Jesus. Amen. When he came, the Bible said to where Zacchaeus was. He looked up and said, Zacchaeus, amen, come down for today. Amen, I'm going to thine house. Amen, you know what? Amen, it's in the context of all that. Amen, when Christ goes home with Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus is converted, then Jesus said, a son of man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Yep. Yep.
That tells me that we are, when the Lord came to where Zacchaeus was, it wasn't that Zacchaeus is searching for Christ, but that Christ is searching for him. Oh, hallelujah. Zacchaeus don't even know what to be looking for. Oh, but my friend, I'm telling you, sinners, amen, they may be in the shoes of Zacchaeus. Amen, they may have climbed up a tree and don't know what to do. Amen, they don't know what they're looking for. I'm glad I'm saying there's a Savior. Amen, that came to save. Amen, and he came to save that man is lost. Amen, and thank God he made a success out of that search in my life. Amen, others can testify that it was a success in your life. And if you're here today or you're listening on the internet, amen, I'm telling you today that Christ in this search, amen, will be successful. He can seek and save that man is lost. Oh, amen, the pearl was wrought. The pearl was sought. I'm going to give you a quick closing word. Amen. On the fact, and you already see it in the text. You know how I preach. You know what the third one is. The pearl was bought.
Amen.
The Bible said, who? When he had found a pearl of great price. Notice what the Bible said. Went and sold all that he had. And bought it. The word bought means to go to the market. Means to purchase. It's a word that when you do a word study on it, you'll find that the literal idea behind bought it means to redeem. When you redeem something, that means somebody else had a claim on it. When you redeem it, you are, amen, buying the deed. You are, amen, you, when you redeem it, you are saying, it no longer, you no longer have claim on this, it's mine.
Amen.
Amen. Evidently, this pearl, whether it was in the mud or in the market, somebody else had already made a claim upon it.
Amen.
Thank God the merchant man said, amen, I will redeem it. I'll be the kinsman. I'll buy it. I'll be the one that pays the price. I'll purchase this unto myself. And so the pearl was rolled and the pearl was sought. But thank God that the pearl and the church and you and I, amen, that are saved, we have been bought. Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, his child, and forever I am. Oh, I wish somebody help me preach right here and there. Amen. I'm glad I am redeemed. Amen. My love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, to him I now reside, for I have been redeemed. Amen, you're looking at somebody, amen, that the devil no longer has the claim and the title deed upon my life. Amen, I have been bought and paid for. Amen, Jesus paid it all. Amen. All to him I owe. Amen. Sin had left the crimson stain. But thank God Jesus bought me and washed in white as snow. Amen. I'm telling you, the pearl had to be bought. It wasn't enough that it was raw. It wasn't enough that it was sold. Amen. But the merchant man has to be willing, amen, to buy that that he's been searching for. Jesus bought us, friend. Amen. And purchased us, and I will say with his own blood. Amen. I'm going to look at for a minute. Amen. The pearl was bought. I see the price. Amen. Jesus said, amen. I'll tell you the price that he paid. Amen. He bought the pearl and ring price. He said, and he, amen, went and sold all that he had. What is the price? Brother A.L., the price is he gave it all. He didn't hold anything back. He gave every last thing he had. He gave the best he had. He gave everything. He didn't hold anything back for his own comfort. But thank God the church has been born today with a great price. Jesus gave it all. He gave it all. Don't tell me that Christ, amen, doesn't think of all about his church today. Amen. The Jews in this day could not understand this. And I can't understand it. I can't even explain it. All I know is there's golden guns in my soul today. Amen. Thinking about a price. A price. Let me tell you the price. And he paid to buy that pearl. He could have said, the price is too high. He could have said, Brother Mary, the price tag is too great.
Oh, my, what a Savior.
He could have said, let them try to figure it out on their own. But he knew there was only one price. You see, if there was a price tag on your soul, amen, you remember what Jesus said? Amen. What can a man give in exchange for his soul? On the price tag, your sinful soul, the muck or market you was in, would read something like this: you ain't got enough money to buy this. There's a guy down there in Dandridge. He's got one of them old 73 Power Stroke diesels, one of the old ones. I mean back when they made man trucks. He's got it out there, and he's had it. I've lived in East Tennessee for 8 years. 8 years ago, amen, that truck had a for sale sign on it. It ain't a new truck. But anybody rides by knows that's a bad truck right there. Me and Sam walked in that little place one day. Sammy said, I'm going to ask him how much he wants for that truck. I can't remember what he said. Sammy walked in and said, hey man, that truck's been for sale for a long time. How much you want for that truck? He said something like, hey man, $50,000. Really what he's saying is you ain't got enough money to buy that truck. When he said it, Sammy's mouth dropped, and he looked at me like, this guy's lost his ever-loving mind. But what he said, and he was trying to get people come in and ask about that truck, so they come in his store and buy things. Right. Hey, man, I don't know if you're a crook or you got business ingenuity there. Hey, amen. But what he said is, you ain't got enough money to buy that truck.
Amen.
Can I say on our sin stained soul?
Yes, sir.
Was a price tag that said you ain't got enough money to buy this. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, I don't care what the price tag says. It may not can be redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but I believe my blood would pay the price. Jesus, thank God, gave every drop of blood. But Gerald, he paid a price. Amen. That when the world said you ain't got enough to buy this, amen, the Bible said the merchant man, amen, gave everything that he had to be able to buy that pearl at prices. See the price. Notice with me when this pearl is bought, and not only see the price, but I thought about this. But Tim, I see the process. I said, preacher, what do you mean? The Bible said he went and he sold all that he had and bought it. That pearl has been born from that little speck of dirt or sand. It's been harvested, it's been sold, now it's been paid for, it's been bought. What the merchant man does, he takes it back to the house. He takes that little pearl, and if you'll study pearls, you'll find that they take on. And you get all the value out of that pearl they can, they begin to polish on that pearl. Begin to knock some of the rough edges off of it. Hallelujah. Put it through a polishing process. They say the more that worker of that pearl polishes on it, the more shine begins to come out. The drab, faded look turns to a glistening glory and glow. And I say that's what the merchant man bought it for. Amen. Oh, I remember when I got saved, I had a lot of rough edges on me. Truth be told, I've been saved 25 years, there's still some rough edges on me. They still is not near the glow and the glory that I ought to have. But I'm glad there's a process. Lord, put a little friction into our life every now and then and rub on us. Hold it up to the light and shine just a little bit brighter. Amen. He'll put us through something else. Brother Mo, we may not like, but it's just part of the process. He's polishing our life. He'll sit us down under some straightforward Bible preaching. Begins to rub us the wrong way. We go, I don't like that. And the one who bought it says, shut up. Amen. Polishing on your life right now. You may not even understand all this. You'll say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Lord. I don't like it, but I'll listen and I'll embrace it. And then we start to embrace it, live it, and he holds us up to the light and we shine. Just a little bit. Glad I've been bought today. Glad I've been bought. See the price and the process. But then, because it's bought, one day there's going to be a presentation. You don't buy any precious gem without the intention of showing it off. Amen. Now, I don't wear pearls because I'm a man.
Amen.
I don't wear pearl earrings. I don't wear pearl necklaces. Why not? Because I'm a man. Sad to say, we got to preach that this day. But I know them women, they get them pearl necklaces. Oh, they wait till them extravagant events and say, I think I'll break out the pearls. Amen. A lot of times you see brides and even other women, they'll break out the pearls on wedding days. Woo, hallelujah. And I say we're headed to a wedding day.
Amen.
2,000 years, the Lord been orchestrating this priceless pearl. Been adding to it a bunch of specks of dirt, just keeps adding to the pearl. One of these days is coming a wedding. It's going to be a presentation. Oh, hallelujah. There we will stand in the light of the glorious,
holiness of Jesus Christ Himself.
Amen.
Brother Gerald, the Bible said, I don't understand this. But Jack, I can't comprehend it all. Here's what the Bible said. Without spot, without wrinkle, without any such thing. We'll not only just be the priceless pearl, we'll be the perfect pearl. The Son of God presents, wedded to Him throughout all eternity. What a day that's going to be. The priceless pearl.